Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're zeroing in on Paraguay. We've got this detailed country risk report aimed at European investors.
That's right.
And our mission really is just to pull out the key insights. What are the real opportunities? And, you know, what are the potential bumps in the road?
Exactly. This informed riesgo país covers a lot: economic, political risks, sector opportunities, even travel tips and regulations. We'll try to distill the crucial bits.
Okay, let's jump in. The economy first. The report sounds, well, pretty positive overall.
It does. Generally speaking, it points to a stable macroeconomy, sound policies, and, you know, getting that Moody's investment grade upgrade in July 24.
That's a big deal.
It is. And S&P giving a BB plus with a positive outlook just this January 25, it shows growing international confidence, lower borrowing costs, more attractive for investors.
Right. And the growth numbers themselves looked pretty strong.
Yeah, really solid. Yeah. 5% GDP growth in 2023, then 4.2% in 2024. And interestingly, that was driven by construction and services.
So not just agriculture.
No, which was important because agriculture actually shrank a bit due to drought. So that resilience is a good sign. The central bank's looking at about 4.0% for 2025.
Okay. And inflation under control.
Seems like it. Down to 3.7% in 2023. Expected to stay around maybe 4.0%.
Yeah.
Public debt's projected to stabilize to around 41% of GDP.
Any flags there?
Well, the report does note they suspended the fiscal responsibility law temporarily a couple of times. Something to, you know, keep an eye on for long-term discipline.
Got it. Now, you mentioned agriculture, and they're big on hydroelectric power too, right? Strengths, but maybe risks?
Definitely strengths. Paraguay's a huge exporter of cheap renewable hydro energy, second largest globally, I think. But yeah, relying heavily on agri exports like soy and beef plus hydro.
Makes you vulnerable.
To price swings, climate stuff like droughts, absolutely. But the flip side is it pushes diversification, which the report says is actively happening.
Okay, let's shift to the political and social side. What are the main risks there?
Politically, it's described as relatively stable. The Partido Colorado is dominant. There's some mention of concern over former President Cart's influence.
Right.
But the bigger day-to-day challenge seems to be, well, persistent corruption and a somewhat weak rule of law.
Still an issue, though.
It is, though there are efforts. A new public procurement law started this January, and there's this Celo Integridad initiative for ethical business. But enforcement is key, obviously.
And security. Any concerns for people on the ground?
The report flags organized crime, mainly drug trafficking, especially near borders. There's also a specific risk from the EPP group in the Northeast. And unfortunately, petty crime seems to be up in Asunción.
Social issues, too.
Yeah, systemic discrimination against rural and indigenous groups, gender issues, high labor informality, and gaps in health and education. These things sort of weave into the overall business climate.
Okay, so challenges exist, but let's focus on the opportunities. Where should investors be looking?
Well, agribusiness is massive. We're talking 70% of GDP. Huge potential in soy, beef. They might double beef exports to the U.S. in 2025. Also corn, value-added processing, demand for agritech, genetics.
So a lot happening there.
Definitely. And energy. All that cheap green hydropower makes it attractive for energy-hungry industries. Plus, there's emerging potential in solar and even green hydrogen.
Interesting. What about manufacturing?
Services. Manufacturing's growing. Food processing, textiles, some auto assembly. The Maquila regime is a big draw here.
Explain that quickly.
Sure. It's law 106497. Basically, a special 1% tax on the value added for manufacturing operations focused purely on exporting. Very attractive.
Oh, okay. For exporting regionally, maybe.
Exactly. Within Mercosur. Think light manufacturing, pharmaceuticals, auto parts.
Yeah.
And services are growing too. Retail, telecom, finance, IT services, and data centers look promising given the low electricity costs.
Right. That makes sense.
And the global IT market is huge. Expected over $5 trillion soon. Creative industries, tourism also mentioned.
And infrastructure. Often a big need in developing economies.
Absolutely. Big need means big opportunity. Roads, ports, digital infrastructure, they all need development. The government seems open to public-private partnerships, PPPs. They even welcome unsolicited proposals.
Proactive, then.
Seems so. Over $400 million invested in new roads recently. And there are niche sectors like forestry, student housing, even the Asunción Stock Exchange, which might open to foreign investment later in 2025.
Okay, painting a picture here. What about trade itself? Who are the main partners?
Exports mainly go to neighbors like Argentina, Brazil, Chile, but also the U.S., Uruguay. China's a top destination, too.
Yeah.
Imports are heavily from China, Brazil, U.S., Argentina, Germany.
And the Mercosur membership helps.
Provides that preferential regional access, yeah. And there's that Mercosur-EU free trade deal still pending ratification. If that happens.
Could be significant.
Could be. Plus, they have bilateral investment treaties, double taxation agreements with various countries. FDI flows more than doubled in 2022, showing active government encouragement. Brazil, U.S., Netherlands, Spain are big investors across many sectors.
Okay, last piece. Incentives and regulations. What should investors know?
There's quite a few. Law 6090 offers tax breaks on income and VAT. We mentioned the Maquila regime's 1% tax. There are free trade zones, too, with their own exemptions.
Lots of specific frameworks.
Yes, and the PPP law facilitates infrastructure. Crucially, the report stresses equal treatment for foreign and local investors, and full repatriation of capital and profits is allowed. The tax system itself is simplified, 10% corporate income tax, 10% VAT.
Pretty straightforward.
Relatively, yes.
Yeah.
And that new public procurement law from January 24 aims for more transparency.
Right. So wrapping this up, what's the core takeaway for a European investor thinking about Paraguay?
I'd say it presents a genuinely compelling frontier market. You've got the stable macro picture, abundant natural resources, especially energy, and these attractive incentives, but...
There's always a but.
Right. You have to be clear-eyed about the risks. The corruption and rule of law challenges are real. Infrastructure gaps need navigating. Success likely hinges on due diligence and probably a strong focus on building local relationships.
A diligent, relationship-focused approach. Makes sense. That's a great summary.
Yeah, maybe a final thought to leave people with.
Considering Paraguay's huge renewable energy base and its agricultural strength, how might those global shifts towards sustainability and, you know, food security actually amplify Paraguay's potential, especially for investors getting in strategically now? Something to ponder.
Definitely food for thought.
Yeah.
A strategic angle.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for walking us through this Paraguay deep dive. Really insightful.